The $2 billion increase in the federal IT budget request for fiscal 2014 is less about how much and more about how agencies would spend it. The administration is making the case to boost is both timely and deserved. Federal News Radio's executive editor was at the budget press briefing yesterday with federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel, and he, that is Jason, joins us now with more. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so how does Van Roekel explain this increase request?
It's a little bit of a surprise, isn't it? You know, it's only $2 billion. It's only about 2%. But the $82 billion, the rise to it actually is really based on two things. The first is it's across all 15 agencies, the largest civilian agencies. But Van Roekel says two of them account for a majority of that increase.
Some of the increases you'll see in the Department of Veterans Affairs that includes IT around addressing the benefits backlog, some increased benefits and services to veterans, some work in IT related to that are things like new relationship management systems to reach a broader set of veterans, the lifetime electronic record work that's happening inside VA to do that work, as well as the work we're doing on the integrated electronic health record between VA and DOD that contributes to some of their increase. DHS is another uptick on that chart. There, they're doing some on existing law, implementing some technology to help with immigration and customs, as well as the work they're doing on increasing cybersecurity spending, both on the enforcement and development side.
So VA and DHS account for about $1.2 billion of that $2 billion increase. VA will see about a $722 million increase to almost $3.9 billion, and DHS would get about a $514 million increase for a total of just over $6 billion.
That's quite a legacy left by Roger Baker, isn't it? That kind of trust.
That kind of trust, and that increase continues to build, and there's, but at the same time, as Roger would tell you, there's plenty to do at VA. Now, Van Roekel says all this data is now posted on that IT dashboard that they've created about 5 years ago now, so everyone can dig into it. I have spent my whole evening digging into the IT dashboard, believe it or not. Several agencies would see the double-digit percent increases as well. For example, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission would see about a 12% increase in their budget over this year. The Small Business Administration would get 11% more, and the Education Department would receive about 10% more. So as you can see, it's not just the big agencies. There's some smaller ones that still would see a nice size by percentage increase. Now, the second reason for this increase goes back to this cut and invest strategy Van Roekel and OMB have been pushing for the last few years.
The macro theme here, independent of getting, you know, into inflation and looking at trends, is I think the conversations I've been having with appropriators, the authorizers, and others up on the Hill, as well as the White House and the agencies and others, is that now is the time to invest in IT. That IT will give you this ability to really have, you know, a multiplier effect in efficiency and effectiveness if done well. Now, the key here is we cannot invest in the way we've invested in the past.
Now, when he talks about the way the government's invested in the past, and this is something we've covered time and again, is that there's too much money put into what they call an O&M, operations and maintenance budgets, and not enough out of what the last administration, and I think still some people call it the DME, the Development Modernization Enhancement. And that's where this cut and invest strategy comes in. Cut from the O&M, move to the DME, whereas now it's called, I think, CapEx to OpEx or OpEx to CapEx. All these lovely terms that they throw out, they change the name, but it's all lipstick on the pig, as Mark Forman would tell us. But Van Roekel was quick, and he regularly points this out. This increase of $2 billion is less than a 1% growth over the last 3 years, compared to about a 7% growth over the last 8 years.
All right, Jason, so how is the Office of Management and Budget increasing oversight over this spending?
Well, I think they definitely have to and will. One new initiative actually comes from Steve Van Roekel's office, and we talked about this last week. This is the Portfolio Stat Part 2 session. But now Van Roekel's office is taking the lead on kind of a Portfolio Stat, not part three, but an expansion of it. It's all about data-driven analysis that goes beyond just the IT program. Van Roekel says OMB is asking for about $6 million to stand up a small team of experts to apply this data-driven innovation approach to more than just those IT programs. He says this type of evidence-based work already is happening across the government, but only in small pockets.
typically things like the Department of Education and their I-3 program and some other programs that use evidence-based work and low-cost intervention to understand how can you drive for better results inside the programs that you've got out there. And so we've asked that we get some modest funding to be able to stand up an operational arm to start to centralize some of the efforts here. If we went off and said evidence-based work is important, that when you do different programs, you should gather data and understand what impacts are you having and maybe do comparisons between programs to say this one's more effective at teaching young children math than this program over here, we want to invest more in the programs in our grant making and other thing and the ones that work. And so it's an effort to think about how do we operationalize that and drive this initiative from a central location instead of having every agency sort of build up the capability to do that across the board.
Sounds like he wants to build a team of whiz kids.
I think he already thinks he has. I think in many ways. I mean, if you think about who's gone over there, the group is you know, OMB tends to be on the younger side and that kind of early but mid-career.
Nobody else wants to work those hours.
Those, exactly. there's plenty of people who would agree with you on that. But I think you're right. I think what they're looking at is who understands how to use data, and a lot of times it is on the younger side of the generation, though not across the board. And he wants to get this group together to say, how can we look at these programs from a data perspective differently? Not just from a portfolio perspective, which tends to be internal to the agency, but I think from a data-driven evidence basis across the government, multiple programs. And Van Ruckel says actually, you know, they tested this approach last year with IT systems, and it saved or avoided spending the government about $700 million. Now, this evidence-based approach is, as I said, very similar to portfolio stat, and Van Ruckel actually released new details on portfolio stat and where OMB has expect savings or cost avoidance to come from. $2.5 billion by the end of 2015 is their goal. The biggest area will be around mainframes and servers at more than $738 million in potential savings or cost avoidance.
So if you think about, you know, us doing very, very low-cost interventions inside government using data in a much richer way to understand what's working, what's not, we can tune in certain things to really drive effectiveness in a way that we haven't. I think this is an area where it holds a lot of promise to take data, take our open data principles, take scientific methods, and bring it together in a way that can really drive a new set of outcomes at a very low cost for our country.
That was Stephen Van Ruckel, and in studio with us this morning is our executive editor, Jason Miller. And Jason, how did the budget treat other technology aspects such as the cyber or the e-government fund?
Yeah, both big issues around the community, and both are hoping to see big increases next year. Let me start with the e-gov fund. The General Services Administration, which runs the fund for OMB, is asking for about a $5 million increase to $20 million in 2014. Dan Tangerlini is the acting administrator of GSA, which, as I said, runs the fund. He says there are a couple reasons for this increase.
It is both the fact that the CR funding level did hit the fund pretty hard compared to our request. So what we're trying to do is continue to emphasize the importance and the value of that fund, the work that we do to try to help us transform the way the government delivers services, supporting initiatives like FedRAMP and USA.gov. These are ways that we're going to help transform the way services delivered, increase productivity, and long-term drive down costs.
Now, last year, the eGov Fund was used for an assortment of things, about $13 million in all, cloud computing, the FedRAMP program, BusinessUSA.gov, to name a few. So this year, they hope to kind of expand that and kind of continue down that path. The other thing GSA is doing, they're requesting $46 million for the Federal Citizen Services Fund and $13 million for the Acquisition Training Fund. Now, when it comes to cybersecurity, that's a $15 billion budget request across the entire government. That actually is that number seems higher. I remember when it was about $6 or $7 billion, and we talked about how high it was. Van Ruckel says a large chunk of that does still go to the Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA compliance, but there are several new initiatives as well. Homeland Security Department's National Protection Programs Directorate is asking for about $810 million in funding for cyber programs, including $44 million for the Enhanced Information Sharing Program, under the cybersecurity executive order. Now, Justice, Homeland Security, and DOD will share about $79 million more in cyber funding to improve incident response and improve how they work together to respond to those cyber incidents. It's kind of the same, different sides of the same coin. The Commerce Department also is asking for about $85 million more for the Trusted Identities in Cyberspace program and other research and development priorities under cyber. So as you can see, cyber investments, eGov fund, part of that $2 billion. That's why we're seeing that increase across the board. And it does explain a little bit why it's there. The goal now is not the how much, but the how it gets spent. I think that's the focus of OMB.
And we should also mention, too, that all of that cyber plus up is in addition to extra money by the tens of millions that NIST is getting for all of the cyber it's doing.
Exactly. Now, the Commerce Department piece for the NSTIC and some of the R&D is related back to NIST, but then there's more that NIST gets. And then this doesn't also count the stuff that was in the first continuing resolution back in September that gave DHS roughly about $180 to $200 million for continuous monitoring and other cyber programs. So that's a plus-plus in many ways.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, as always, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.